calf.
Mm-hhmm.
If I had it needed it, you would stay over.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, how would you make them come?
I could get them back.
All right, with a switch. How about making a horse turn left or right when you're plowing?
It's hard. Gee.
Which is left?
Left is the haw, and the other is G.
Okay, G is right. How would you call a horse in from the pasture?
Call it by its name.
All right. And to make the horse go, to make him get started, what would you say?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
Pardon?
Whoa.
Anything to make him back up?
Tell it to back up.
All right. How do you call pigs?
Piggy.
Can you do it what you would actually do?
Yeah, I cross. Get out there and call pig, pig, pig.
All right. And then you never call sheep, right? Okay. How about chickens? How do you call them?
Well, I don't... Sheep, sheep, sheep.
All right.
I got mine a pin. I don't have to call them.
Why do you don't have to...
Because I got mine in a pin.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, they probably
then
come
it,
running when it's time to be fed.
Then it runs out in the yard, though. You call them chick, 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 and they'll come.
Mm-hmm. They know that means feeding time, I guess. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I have to go...
Brush him up.
Well,
up.
If it's to pull a wagon, though.
Oh, no. Hitch him up.
And another word for hitch, meaning put the gear on. I'm going to go...
Gear him up.
Would you ever say harness?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Harness it.
All right. Mm-hmm. And when you're driving the horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The, what did I call it?
What if you're plowing?
Light.
Is it the same if you're in a wagon, a buggy?
Yeah.
What if you're riding on the horse?
Well, they light too.
Okay. And what do you put your feet in when you're riding?
The foot of the buggy.
Well, if you're riding the horse. On the saddle.
In a saddle.
Well, what are the little things?
Skirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're plowing with two horses, do you have a name for the horse that walks in the furrow? Or the one that walks on the left?
Most of the time, you have a name for all of them. Both.
Well, I mean, just would you call it the something one horse?
Just tell one to G, huh? They both do the same thing.
Would you call one of them the lead horse, maybe, or wheel?
Oh, the lead horse is ahead.
Well, if they're both walking together, would one of them be the lead horse? There wouldn't be any special name.
Uh-huh.
Would one be a wheel horse? Does that mean anything?
Both be side by side of plowing. Now, a lead horse is what a lead ahead.
Mm-hmm. If something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little...
Oh.
A little what? To mean a short distance. It's just a little...
A little further.
Okay. And if it's... much further than that. You'd say you've been traveling. You say we still have a lot to go.
A lot farther to go.
All right. If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say you could find that just about
anywhere.
And if he slipped on the ice and fell that way, he fell
backwards.
And if he fell that way,
forward.
Uh-huh. Let's see. If I said, did you catch any fish? You might say no, blank a one. No. No.
Say no, I guess.
Would you ever say nary a one? Do you ever say
I
nary?
I obviously didn't catch it.
You wouldn't say nary. Okay. If a teacher were scolding a boy, he might say, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do it.
All right. And if somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, you might say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
I say, that's all right.
Well, I didn't like that old rake.
I didn't like it much, no way.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. A crying child might say he was eating candy and he didn't give me.
But say what now?
The child is crying. You say, what's the matter? He was eating candy and he didn't give me.
Itty.
Mm-hmm. You might say of a boy who was spoiled, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble, something as not. Blank as not. Would you ever say like as not or apt as not?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I'd say he might have a lot of trouble.
Would you ever say like as not?
Yeah.
How would you say that?